Hey, good evening, my anchoress. Anchoress, how are you guys doing? So, thanks to those of you who joined me on Instagram and accepted the invitation to come over to Anchor to discuss a very important topic. Not that important, but something I just had a conversation with somebody today, and I thought I've got to bring this to Anchor and hear what my fellow anchorers and our daily loungers think and how they feel about it. So I'm not big on weddings. I have been married before, as I said, it's no secret. And at that time, it was the greatest thing since sliced bread, the wedding day. I didn't so much focus and think about the marriage because I'd been with my children's father for a while, a number of years, and getting married was the next step. So we were going to do it. There was no hesitation or any nerves about being married to that person. We are divorced now. I've been separated for 11 years, but I'm very divorced and happily divorced as well, and I've moved on. But the wedding day is still occasionally placed upon my mind because I spent a lot of money on that wedding, from things like obviously the dress, the cake, the cars, the entertainment, a number of different entertainment on display. Just everything was just lavish, over the top, the massive hall, the reception. We didn't do the traditional route because he's Caribbean, but we got married and we spent a lot of money. And at that time, I was young, early 20s. I didn't even think about anyone paying for my wedding. I was a very independent 20-year-old. I'd already bought my first, second house by then. I had a bit of money, great job, great career. So spending 50, 60, 70,000 pounds on a wedding wasn't that, but it was a big deal, but it didn't hurt me. And I didn't ask anyone to pay for anything. We suggested people wanted to buy us gifts. It was a choice. But they were not obligated to. No one had to spend any of their own money, even down to my bridesmaid. I think my sisters don't only contributed towards the dress, but I paid for pretty much everything. And then you fast forward to 2018. I mean, it's been happening for the last few years, and I thought it was a cultural thing. Maybe it was an African thing that people now expect everyone else to pay for their wedding, to fund it. But it's everyone's doing it now, and I just think personally it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. You've decided to get married. I've not decided for you to marry this particular person. You may be with them forever, you may not be with them forever, but it's your choice. And I feel quite angered when I'm often put into a situation where you get invited. I don't go to weddings anymore. I went to my sister's wedding, that's one. And I've never, prior to that, not been to any other weddings on purpose, because this day and age people have the expectation that others will bankroll their wedding, and I just think it's a wrong. Each to their own. Everyone can do what they want, but if you have the expectation that I should do what you want and it's going to cost me, okay, time, we can give you money, yeah, even to a certain degree, but a lot of money. A friend called me today and said, he's now getting married in Dubai. I'm like, oh, wow, cool, yeah. All excited and everything else. Are you marrying somebody he met, recently or whatever? And then he drops a bomb. I'm going to need about 2,000-3,000 each from all the brides. Stop right there. Then I had to lay it down to him. I don't do this whole thing. I'm just letting you know. I'm quite vocal about having to pay to fly myself to Dubai so that you can get married to the love of your life. And if the money is there, if I was a billionaire or even a proper millionaire, because I am a millionaire, I'm a proper millionaire, I would have to, we were tight and it was like, okay, cool, maybe then. But the expectation that everybody, all these people that you've picked, you've not picked people that are financially stable and can afford to do that. You're picking friends of yours, whether or not they have the money, they now have to feel under pressure. And then somebody said to me, they're going to take out a loan to get to the wedding. Not only were the bride and the groom not really appreciate, they were like it on the day, thereafter they'll really forget. It's not their problem where the money comes from. It isn't their problem because they're now living happily ever after with their marriage, or some of them get divorced. But in the meantime, someone sacrificed paying for something else, buying themselves something nice, even whatever it is, to come and celebrate and attend your wedding with you. In a way, I think there's a little bit of selfishness in there. It is way too much, especially now when outgoings far exceed incomes, whether or not you have a choice. People don't make that kind of money unless you have a bunch of friends who are all rich and well and are able, and the flying to Dubai and doing the whole thing for a week or whatever is the equivalent of just going down to, you know, to a restaurant in central London, then that's cool. But if you don't have that, you know, your parents and everybody around you expecting them to go and pay for it, then you are selfish, and I think it's wrong. And I don't mean in a negative way, in a bad way. It is, you know, we are allowed a certain degree of selfishness, but when people are bankrupting themselves in order to make your day happy and special for you because you make up the numbers, not necessarily that your presence is going to make a significant difference to the turnout and to the day, then it isn't quite right. I still believe in an old traditional way of the father's bride, if he can afford it, and the bride and groom taking care of the wedding, even down to kiddies' birthday parties. Nowadays, parents will invite your child to the child's birthday. We've had so many invitations. And then a day prior, they'll be like, bring £20. Make sure you give your child. And I don't take my children. I just say no. Not because we can't afford it. We definitely can. I've thrown countless amount of parties for my kids. Restaurant, I've hired limos, and I don't expect any of the children that I invite to pay for anything. It is all expenses paid. Even when I didn't have money, when I was really, really broke, then there's been many times like that in the past, but I had to make my daughter's day special for her. What does she want? But there's no expectation. You're taking kids to the cinema, you're telling them all to bring money. I know times are hard, but then don't do it. It isn't by force, because then you're setting your kids up, you're giving them false a false sense of security and finance, and you're not teaching them that you don't spend beyond your means, you spend what you have, and you don't expect much from everybody else. You give. So kids are doing it. If you're starting from that age, and what more when it comes to weddings? So when you're having a wedding and it's your special day, you're meant to take care of your guests. You provide food, you provide drinks. Some weddings, they ask people to bring credit cards to come and buy their drink the second, third round. When I got married, it was like a free-for-all. It was like, drink your... I remember my mother-in-law saying something like, a wedding is only as good as the food and drink, sir. Like, if you make sure, whatever you do, forget your dress, you do not run out of alcohol, and you do not, like, drinks, you don't run out of food, and food must be dope. And those two things I definitely, you know, got right. And people still say today is one of the best weddings, if that's the kind of, but you cater for them, you know, you cater for people. If you can't afford it, you do it. I know friends who have a registry office, they spend a couple of £100, the dress is still the bomb, they love each other as hell, and they're still together, there's no divorce, and they have a pretty simple day. And if much later, their 5th year, 10th year anniversary, they want to do a big lavish thing, then they do that. It isn't by force you must go to Dubai or the other side of the world to get married to someone that you love, when all of your friends and family live in one location, or two, let's say two locations. It isn't by force that everybody, the bridesmaids, must all that's a nice thing, but it must not be forced. You just say, if you guys would like, give people the option to contribute. Don't make it a compulsion that they've got to pay for their makeup, their hair, their dresses, their shoes, their bags, everything. So much goes into, by the time you are a bridesmaid or maid of honor or groomsman, you're spending over £1,000 on your mate's special day. And it's a nice gesture if it is there in abundance. You're not making other sacrifices to make it happen. So with me personally, friends just don't invite me anymore, apart from this one today. They're just like, oh, she ain't gonna come. She isn't going to come. And we understand when we respect her opinion, because I've been vocal about it on my social media platforms. I've even in conversations with friends and girlfriends when we discuss weddings, things that people can contribute towards, like the hen night, organizing a stripper or a day out, those minor things where people will spend based on what they have, because they can't afford, you know, a trip to Vegas, they'll do they'll do what they can afford. And it's as simple as that. I'm thinking about everybody, not just, you know, the bride and groom, everybody. And people, you know, would love to come and attend the wedding without not under duress, without any pressure. A lady said she's going to get a loan out for her children. She's going to get a loan out to travel because, you know, this invitation is one that everybody must oblige to. It makes me laugh. So if you're getting married, my advice to you today is to spend time, the time that it's going to take you. You just met this guy 1-2 years ago, you want to get married, cool. that's on you. You pay for your thing. But if you want to do it the proper way, which is what I say, and do it without affecting everybody else's pockets, spend your time to get to know your partner properly. You know, he isn't running away if he's meant for you. She isn't running away if she's meant for you. Take your time to save up. You know, that way you've learned how to commit financially together. You've learned how to work together towards a goal and achieve it. You've learned how to now to be patient. You've learned the art of being patient with one another, with the situation, until you get to a point where you can afford a wedding. A wedding day. Because you've already kind of committed to a marriage, to be together and to have that commitment. So it's the wedding day that you're talking about now. Same way people learn to wait for a car, you know, to wait to buy their first house. Same thing, wedding doesn't need to be rushed if you cannot afford it. So my DLA Lounge topic of weddings is simply about people being thoughtful towards the needs and wants and the financial situations of everybody around them, without the expectation that they're going to pay and have an obligation to pay and fund or contribute anything towards their wedding. Pay for your own wedding. Don't invite people to come and pay for drinks when they arrive, or second course meal or whatever. If it finishes, it's finished. On that note, have a great wedding, a great marriage, and have a good night.